This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back to the budget here for a second and education. The $9 billion in cuts to the Department of Education that the White House is suggesting would hit a lot of programs designed to help low-income kids get into and graduate from college. And those changes, if they come to pass, could hit community colleges especially hard, where less than 40% of students graduate within 6 years. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on the economics of higher ed.
At the North Campus of Miami-Dade College in Florida, more than half of students live below the poverty line. Malu Harrison is president. She says about 3 years ago, the community college started a food pantry where students can come to get donated groceries for themselves and their families.
An advisor or a counselor then follows up with them to see what other kinds of wraparound services they might need,
like tutoring or childcare assistance. There is plenty of demand for such services. A survey of 33,000 students in 24 states found that
2 in 3 students have some level of food insecurity, and 1 in 3 have such low levels of food security that they could be considered hungry.
Sarah Goldrick-Rabb is now a professor of higher education policy at Temple University. She founded the Wisconsin Hope Lab, which produced the survey. She says possible solutions include extending the federal free and reduced school lunch program to community colleges. Schools could also work with local authorities to provide subsidized housing.
Even though they are resource poor to begin with, they are going to have to take steps to start to address these needs if they want their students to succeed.
There is more pressure on all colleges for their students to succeed, from parents, accreditors, and government officials. More states are moving toward performance-based funding for colleges, which ties public money to measures like graduation rates. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.